and his mother laughed, put some elder flowers in the teapot, and poured boiling water upon them. "Oh, do tell me something, pray do."
Yes, if a fairy tale would come of its own accord, but they are proud and haughty, and come only when they choose. Stop, said he, all on a sudden. I have it. Pay attention. There is one in the teapot.
And the little boy looked at the teapot. The cover rose more and more, and the elder flowers came forth so fresh and white, and shot up long branches. Out of the spout even did they spread themselves on all sides, and grew larger and larger. It was a splendid elder bush, a whole tree, and it reached into the very bed and pushed the curtains aside. How it bloomed, and what an odour! In the middle of the bush sat a friendly-looking old woman in a most strange dress. It was quite green, like the leaves of the elder, and was trimmed with large white elder flowers, so that at first one could not tell whether it was a stuff or a natural green and real flowers. "What's the woman's name?" asked the little boy.
"The Greeks and Romans," said the old man, "called her a dryad. But that we do not understand. The people who live in the new booths, rows of buildings for seamen in Copenhagen, have a much better name for her. They call her Old Granny. And she it is to whom you are to pay attention. Now, listen and look at the beautiful elder bush."